Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Gaberti, CEO and founder of Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And as we continue to grow our businesses, there are going to be a lot of challenges along the way. That is just something completely natural. And in some cases, it could be an epic loss that we experience along the way. Maybe sales have a really bad year, but this could also be on a very personal side because that is definitely a very important part of our lives. So we deal with some of these challenges throughout the way, but what we're going to talk about in this episode is how we can power through a bunch of the challenges that we face and be able to live our version of our epic life. So today's guest who joins us today, she helps people move closer to their epic lives. And after losing her daughter due to a car accident, she is committed to helping other people heal from their heartbreaking losses. Clients work with her to reconnect their minds, bodies, and spirits through acupuncture and oriental medicine. She is also a certified dream builder, coach, and life mastery consultant. Today's guest for episode 339 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Neda Hogan. Neda, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It is my pleasure to be here. I'm honored. Thank you.
Neda, I'm so happy to have you on the show. And when I first heard you at the New Media Summit, I knew I needed to have you on the show because you're someone who you've been through this big challenge, and instead of letting that be the thing that, you know, stops you, you're using that as a way to help other people who may be experiencing their own version of heartbreak. So I admire that part. I'm wondering if you could talk just a little bit about how you're able to, what made you decide to help people in their own version of heartbreak?
Yeah, well, thank you, Mark. That's a great question. You know, after losing my daughter, there were so many things in play with that where just my whole family was in a bad place. My relationship with my husband was not so good. My son was going down a very bad path. I just knew that feeling of despair, and that while everything in my life, everybody was alive, but I knew that feeling of despair and not having any hope for the future. So then after losing my daughter, then I really felt what it felt like to be in despair. And it's painful. It's just painful to see other people who are in that place where they just don't even have, there's not even a light at the end of the tunnel because they don't even have a tunnel. They don't even have a glimmer of hope. So to be able to go through the heartbreak that I did with losing my daughter, and building my family back up, that was my son and my husband and I together, we all did that. And to be able to say to somebody else, I can help you. I can be a shoulder for you, an ear for you, support for you, guide you and offer my words of wisdom as we go along in this. And when you can see the light come back into somebody's eyes, it's right, that's the game changer. You know that you've touched that place because we all want to feel alive, no matter what the tragedy is that went in front of us. So yeah, it's the biggest blessing to be able to work with people on that level.
Yeah. And I mean, as you live longer, you see more tragedy happen, whether it's within your family or just within your friends. And obviously I haven't seen as much of it as other people, but I have certainly seen different parts of it. So I understand when someone finally has that glimmer of light in their eye, that powerful feeling. I'm wondering if you could talk a little about how that glimmer develops, because some people, they get so bogged down in a big loss or just in something that is not working, like they're frustrated that they're at the same spot. So how can they get that glimmer of light back and start going towards their epic life?
Right. Well, because life is always going to offer us, I don't like to call them challenges. I call them opportunities. And they can appear to us as a challenge because maybe your business isn't doing so well, or maybe you thought that I sealed the deal and I got this big contract, and then come to find out that contract fell through the cracks. So it's a circumstance, and we get caught up in allowing that circumstance to determine how we're going to feel. So when you take control of that circumstance and realize, I can have circumstances in my life, but the circumstance doesn't have to have me, you start realizing that that circumstance that seemed like the worst thing that could have happened can actually be the stepping stone to the next thing that is the best thing in your life, because it causes you to think from a different place instead of being stuck down here in this didn't work out and what went wrong with that and why is life so unfair. It allows you to look at it from a place of empowerment and say, okay, this is the circumstance, and now what am I going to do to get to the next level? How can I look at this differently so it empowers me? And when people do that, they start seeing that all it does, that challenge or that opportunity, is nothing but a way of developing more of your own growth into what you are capable of doing that you never would have discovered if everything in your life was easy. It's those challenges that cause us to rise up to the top and become the full version of us.
And it's interesting you mentioned viewing this challenge or circumstance as something different. I mean, you're a perfect example of that. You said, okay, I'm in a bad spot right now, but I know other people are in a bad spot too, and I want to help them. So you were able to flip it around like that. I feel like just listening to a few minutes, we could see how that naturally happened. But how can we be able to get better at flipping it ourselves where we view it as a stepping stone? Because for some people, that transition may not be, I don't even know if it was like clear for you right away to do that or if it took you time to reach that point.
Right. Was not clear for me at all. In the beginning, it was not clear for me. And I would say that to any of your listeners, if you were going through some kind of a loss, and it can be the loss of a job or a relationship or a loved one, there's a grieving process with that. You have to go through the grieving process. We're human and we need to have those emotions around that. But we don't pitch a tent there. We allow the grieving process to happen, and then we find our way to take the next step, whatever that happens to be. So let's say it's somebody who financially, let's say that they lost their job. Let's say they got laid off of work, and they thought what they thought was the absolute dream job for them. If you can find the way to look at it by saying, this appears to be the worst thing in the world that could happen to me right now, but how can I look at this from a place of empowerment, such as what if losing this job just opened up the door for a better opportunity, a better job for me? If I can literally flip what I'm saying, this is the worst thing that happened to me. The best case scenario of this would be, I'm going to find a better job. I'm going to find better pay. Maybe I'm going to move to a city where I really want to be that resonates with me and my lifestyle. So it's a matter of seriously looking at it differently and being able to say, what could be the best thing that comes out of this? And it could just be simply a move to a different city or, right, like a new job. Or you decide, you know what, I don't want to be in the corporate world anymore. It's time for me to break out into my entrepreneurship because that's what I've been thinking about for 10 years. And that job layoff was a blessing and allowed you then to take the steps towards that new job or the entrepreneurship.
And it's interesting we also tap into the business side because like there are personal challenges, but there's also business challenges. So I feel like we've been a little more on the personal side, which I mean, we're all going to have that, and it's great we focus on both sides of the conversation. But regarding the business side, I feel like one of the challenges people have is that they're not really tapping into themselves. They're not tapping into their full power. And I know Nada, she has this three-step system that she helps the people to tap into their superpowers. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. So with the three-step system, the first one is it's acknowledging what has laid before you, whatever that tragedy happens to be. So it's acknowledging it and accepting it because you can't change it. We're not going to be able to go back into time and change it. So we have to be able to accept what has been laid in front of us. And then it's a matter of, so this is the thing, the challenge, the event that has happened to me. What kind of meaning am I going to make out of that? So there's the tragedy or the event, and then the meaning we give it. So if we were to use my daughter, for example, we could say, well, then I could say that, you know, the whole world sucks. I hate everything and everybody. And right, because it was a man who ran a red light that hit and killed my daughter. And, you know, I hate men, right? And there's people that do that. They will overgeneralize and hate everything. What's the meaning you're going to make over that event? I lost my job. You know, well, corporate world is not fair. That's not true. It is a fact that this event happened to us, but I'm going to give it a meaning that empowers me instead of taking my power away and saying, you know, all men in the world are bad that are 60 years and older, or corporate world is horrible and it's always dog eat dog. If I can change that meaning into something that empowers me, as if I wanted to be the CEO of a company, I will treat my employees a different way. I show up differently, right? So you give it a meaning that gives you power. It's the same circumstance. You've not changed the circumstance at all, but you've given it a meaning that gives you back your power instead of letting it go out there to the person or the event that caused the thing that we say is so horrible in our life, right? So there's the acceptance, the meaning, and then now, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? Now it's a matter of I have to take some action steps in a way that also is going to empower me. And those action steps could be, like if we looked at the work, do I want to go back into corporate America, or do I want to really become an entrepreneur? Because now I'm at this crossroads and I really can make a decision with that. So if we are paying attention to knowing that I have accepted this thing, I don't have to like it or be in agreement with it, but I accept it. I'm making meaning out of that that empowers me and my family. And now I'm going to take action steps. Because once you get that momentum going, it's like doors just start opening up for you and job opportunities show up, or you're able to heal another family because of your tragedy. It's amazing how it's almost like having a magic wand, because you're living your life from a completely different place than victimhood. It doesn't mean you're not a victim in it, but you're not going to stay in this place of victimhood. You're going to rise above it and see life and see things from a completely different, higher perspective. And it allows you to grow into all of your capabilities. Those are your superpowers. Just being able to know I can shift how I want to think about this. That's part of the superpowers that we all wield, and we just kind of forget, and we allow ourselves to stay at this low vibration or angry or, you know, the world is just unfair. And that's just not true. That's just not true.
And it's really awesome. We talk about mindset and shifting it so that we view things in the right way. And all events are just events. They have no labels on them. It's only when we put the label on it and we attach a meaning to it, where we either view it from empowerment or we let this one thing bother us for decades or even in the rest of our lives. So it's certainly important to be aware of what kinds of labels you're putting on different things that happen to you. I'm wondering if you could share with us, what do you believe holds most people back from really tapping into their potential and being able to view the world from a lens of empowerment?
I think most people just don't even know that it's available to them. I think at the clients that I work with, when we start talking about what I call superpowers, you know, just using your imagination, what if you used your imagination to have that really great job that you've always wanted, or to really be able to break free and become an entrepreneur? And people will say, well, I can't do that. It's never been done like that in my family. Like, I'm not capable of doing that. Complete mindset, right? That they've talked themselves into being in a box, and this is the only way that my life can be. So when people start realizing that if I just use this great power of imagination and realize that that is a superpower, because I can imagine the best case scenario or the worst case scenario. Nothing in my life has changed, but I get to shift how I am imagining it. The same thing with perspective. I can change my perspective on this event that happened. You know, corporate world is horrible. No, corporate world isn't so horrible. There's some some people, shall we say, that are in the corporate world that maybe are not so fair, but it doesn't mean that whole encompassing corporate world. So when you are able to use these superpowers, which I will call them your perspective, imagination, reason, will, memory, and one more that just slipped my mind. Hopefully it will come back to me before we're done. But when we tap into those, you start viewing the world in such a different place, in a different way. And everybody does this, but we tend to do it from this place of disempowerment and a place of fear, lack, worry, scarcity. And we stay in that. And that's where our thinking comes from. And you can't think yourself out of a paper sack if all you think is, I'm stuck in this paper sack for the rest of my life. If I could use my imagination and look at my paper sack differently, then we start coming up with these great ideas that are intuitive, and we end up designing, like literally designing things for the world, like Microsoft, Apple computers. All of that came from somebody's imagination. Right? So it's a matter of using those in a place where they can empower you. Albert Einstein, that's all he did was use the imagination, and had said forever, and there's quotes everywhere about that, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's when we realize I can totally shift my mindset, I can totally shift those six mental faculties, those superpowers, and look at this event differently, my whole life is going to take, it's going to take a 160. It can't, or yeah, 160, sorry. It can't help but do that, because it's like driving your car. You cannot help but go down a different road if you're turning your steering wheel. And it's amazing how things, literally like waving a magic wand, doors just start opening up for you, and people will call and say, you won't believe what just happened. It's like, oh, I will believe, but tell me, because I love these stories. Mm. And it's literally by changing your mindset to what is available to me, what is possible, what could I really become in this world. You're a great example of that too, by the way. So yeah.
And one thing they had mentioned, I think this is one of the big reasons that people don't make that jump, is they don't see that jump as available to them. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, it's tempting to just, like, you know, life gets busy, so we just go through the motions every single day. We have different routines that we're not fully aware of that could be helping or hurting us. Like, for instance, like brushing your teeth, that's something that I feel like a lot of people naturally do. It's a good routine. But the idea is that we have so many of these routines that we don't think about. So it is easy to just think like certain jumps and changes in our mindset are not as readily available for us to do. And I think we should realize that, hey, we can be making all these different shifts. And one of the leading ways to make those shifts is to look at our habits that are in our lives. So I'm wondering if you could share with us some of your habits you've developed that you would say are essential for your success.
Oh, absolutely. Well, every single day, most of us get up in the morning and we start our to-do list for the day. And one of the biggest shifts that I made in my life was I started to be list. Who am I going to be today? How do I show up in life today? Because those challenges, those opportunities are going to be there. And if I'm coming from a mindset of, you know, it's hard to get by in this world, it's hard to make a living in this world, everything is cutthroat and dog eat dog, and, you know, or I'm still stuck in the pain and the tragedy of losing my daughter, then that's all I'm going to see. So if I can become the person that I see myself as, because we all see ourselves as somebody, if I can become that person first thing in the morning, my whole day is completely shifted. And every day starts like that. And with gratitude, and not the same gratitude every day. You'll see people doing this. I'm grateful I woke up today. I'm grateful I have a house. I'm grateful I have a bed. There's no gratitude in that. That you're just going through the motions. You're just saying it. But really being grateful, maybe taking that big full breath and really feeling your chest rise and fall. And know that throughout the whole entire day, you're going to take hundreds and thousands of breaths, and you're never going to think about it. Your body's intelligence will do that for you. So just giving thanks for the fact that my breath, it knows how to do this on its own. My heart knows how to beat completely on its own. Everything that the steps that I'm going to take, I don't have to think, how do I put my left foot in front of me? How do I put my, be grateful for, I can stand on my own 2 feet. I can move my body in the direction that I want to move and really be grateful for that. And when you see people that don't have that same ability, I love, you know, for sure, I just don't believe in sympathy for people that aren't able to do the things that we can't do, but I absolutely believe in compassion. And being able to see that as, that gives me one more reason to be so grateful that when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I just get up and go to the bathroom. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to have somebody come and help me. Right. Things like that that seem little are game changers in how you start viewing yourself and viewing the world around you, and you start thinking, I have a lot more power. I think that we've all been taught that we're powerless in this world. And that starts to help give us our power back because we start remembering who we are and that I am capable of doing so much more, just knowing that this body is doing everything it needs to do. If I can get my mind in alignment with what my body is doing and with what I truly want out of this life and for my life in this world, you just find it to be a much smoother path. So gratitude and who I'm going to be in the morning. Those are that's the two habits I do every single morning. And then gratitude at the end of the night, not going over everything that went wrong. I don't even think about what went wrong. Yep. Right. It's everything that went right for me or everything that I was successful in today. And if that means I was successful only in cooking dinner, then I was successful in cooking dinner. And then I get to marinate for 8 hours in a feeling that I did something good today. I showed up. I did good today. And this was the thing that I did good. And then this beautiful body of ours and the 80 trillion cells really get to absorb that in. And you wake up feeling a little bit different the next day because you thought something great about yourself instead of beating yourself up for all the things that didn't go right when you went to bed.
And those are some very important habits. I like the gratitude because it's impossible to have gratitude and sadness at the same time. So if you're spending a lot more time being grateful, you have a lot less time to feel sad. If you focus on the great stuff that happened to you, you will go to bed with those feelings in your mind because we do beat ourselves up a lot. And then we think about that, it carries over to the next day. And then you have the repetitive CD, disc, whatever you want to call it, tape playing in your mind, saying different negative things if that's what you go to bed with. But if you think grateful towards the end of the day, that's what will run through your mind. So certainly a lot of great habits. Another habit I like to do is I like to read a lot of books. So I'm wondering if you could share with us one book that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh man, I have so many. I would say Greg Braden's book called The Divine Matrix. I believe that just came out a few years ago. It is a fabulous book. And it just explains the world that we live in a very, very scientific, but in a way that's user-friendly, that you can engage in this world in a completely different way. Greg Braden does a lot of work between bridging the gap between science and spirituality. And that was a game changer for me. That book really drove home a lot of spiritual principles that I knew and incorporated in my life every day. But then I saw scientific facts behind it and why what the things I was doing were so important. It was like, oh, game on. It's time to take another spiral up this life of, right, this whole world of evolution. And we're part of that, our own evolution. And yeah, it's a fabulous book.
Neda, thank you for sharing that book with us. That link will be in the show notes, markdeberti.com/E339. We'll also throw in The Wealthy Author, Content Marketing Secrets, and Podcast Domination, some of the recent books that I've written. And one of the questions that I'd like to end on is that, I've asked you a few questions throughout our time together, but this is my flip the tables question a little bit. So what is one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often?
One question that we need to be asking ourselves, I would say, how can I look at this differently? Mm. How can I look at this event or this thing in front of me differently from a place of empowerment?
Neda, thank you so much for sharing that great question with us and all the great insights. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you, Mark. It was my honor. I appreciate being here with you. Thank you so much.